is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that we give to you there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. You can actually control the content. Not only is it free, but you get to control the site by submitting different items to it. So maybe you find a great YouTube video you think's interesting, or news article, or a blog post. You submit it as show prep to the freetalklive.com site. Other listeners can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive. Now, we're talking, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about homeschooling, but specifically one version of homeschooling that I find the most fascinating. Because kind of when you think of homeschooling, traditionally the thought comes to mind of, well, one parent works, the other parent stays home and teaches. Right, that the other parent has to do all this work of, you know, figuring out a curriculum, and they've got to get a books, and they've got to, you know, put together work, and they've got to do all this stuff in order to homeschool. And that seems like a really big burden. It seems like a really big task for a parent, especially somebody that, you know, you don't have training in teaching, you don't know what you're doing, you feel a little awkward, you're not an expert, you can't afford to hire an expert. So there's
let's be clear here. First off, the average person can probably handle kindergarten through sixth grade, right?
Probably.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe
I'm
wrong.
But still,
you
got to come up with a curriculum. There's like all this work involved.
Yep.
And I think it can be very intimidating to a parent, especially one who's never heard of unschooling. And CNN is actually reporting on unschooling, specifically the Sudbury-style unschooling. And it's interesting, this is coming up now, because it was just a couple weeks ago that I was in a local watering hole here in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, Vendetta, and was hanging out there. And there's a local guy that's kind of hangs around with some of the liberty activists named Austin, and he was in there with one of his friends from school, and they were telling me about their school experience.
Mm-hmm.
They went to this thing called a Sudbury school, and essentially it's a school for unschooling. It's a place to go where kids can go and be unschooled. And it was fascinating what they were saying and how positive their experience was. I mean, they were just glowing and gushing with positive things to say about this Sudbury school experience. And they had gone to public schools, and they had a tough time there. And, you know, one of them was thrown out of public school, and his parents, you know, gave him the chance to go to this Sudbury school instead. And that's where he flourished and really got into the things that were interesting to him, because that's what unschooling is about. It's about young people being able to direct their own education. Now, it's my understanding the Sudbury School helps facilitate them to some extent, and maybe CNN will tell us a little bit more.
But this is really how, unschooling isn't radical. Unschooling is how people learn. Who's telling you that what you have to learn today?
The government.
No, today. You.
Who told me you today? Nobody.
Nobody tells you what you have to learn. You decide for yourself, depending on what your interests are, as to what you want to learn. I suppose one can claim that one's boss might decide what you want to learn and what you don't.
Well, I think one's job or one's specific role or task, you know, or trade skill, whatever it is, determines what they have to learn. But yes.
Right. It's like a boss may say, well, if you want to be the, the executive vice president and start of, Flufferhammers, you need to learn X, Y, and Z.
Sure.
At which point, it's been laid out for you what you wish to learn, but it's still not a mandate to learn anything.
Right.
You
choose.
You can change your job any day you want. You can choose not to go in every day of the week. So this is how people learn. They choose what they want to learn. They take a crack at it. They'll learn different ways. Unschooling doesn't, by the way, preclude school. Unschooling precludes sort of domination and
top down. It's not top down.
Right. It's what they call child directed learning. And there are all kinds of variations and hybrids among this. Some parents let their children run free like Indians and do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Indians ran free or not. I'm just drawing a picture here. And, but other parents will, suggest and guide to some extent. With my son, we're We're using the things that he's interested in. He was all into superheroes 2 weeks ago. Now he's into the cars with the Mater and the Lightning McQueen. And I don't even know if I'm saying anything.
It's the Cars movie.
It's the Cars movie. Yeah, which was a. I wish I had a name that was more descriptive. Cars isn't really descriptive. It could be talking about anything. But yeah, he's all into that. So we buy him books on those things, and we he's learning to read as a result.
You're feeding into the things that he's interested.
Yeah,
in. So that's kind of the facilitating side of things. So how does Sudbury do it, though? Six-year-old Karina Ricci doesn't ever have a typical day. She has no schedule to follow, no lessons to complete. She spends her time watching TV, doing arts and crafts, or practicing the piano. She learned to spell by emailing with her friends. She uses math concepts while cooking dinner. Everything she knows has been absorbed organically, according to her dad, Dr. Carlo Ricci. She's not just on summer break. This is her life year-round as an at-home unschooler. It's incredible how capable she is, Richie said in a phone interview from his home in Toronto, Ontario. And I think that all young people are that capable. If you don't tell them they can't, or they're not allowed, they surprise us in a lot of ways. And I think he's absolutely right about that. Young people are, I think in a lot of cases, they're looked at as inferior. Mm-hmm. They're looked at as, well, you don't know anything. You're just so young, and you're just incapable of doing certain things. And I think they're underappreciated by people.
Well, I think giving the opportunity for, giving a young person an opportunity to figure their own way out of doing things, certain tasks, whatever it may be, instead of locking them into the way that you were taught of doing them,
right.
Maybe they're going to figure out a way to do something or an answer to something that you wouldn't have thought of, or that would just surprise you or whatever. But that part of that creative energy that goes into solving these problems and coming up with their own solutions is what helps define who they are. And it also helps them deal with situations in the future in which they have to make decisions or which they have to overcome certain obstacles.
Yeah, problem solving, critical
right.
thinking. Sure.
Right. People believe that there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. And that, that may or may not be true.
There might be 30 right ways.
There might be one right way to do it, and there might not be one right way to do it. So you have to consider that, A, you're wrong, and B, yes, there's a right way to do it, and you don't know what the hell it is.
Well, did you ever have that situation in a government math class where, you're told, well, you didn't get to this the right way. You got to the right answer, but you didn't show your work. I remember that one happened a lot, mm-hmm. where you had to go through the process that the teacher decided was the right process to get the answer.
I actually had, in my government school experience, most of my math classes were like that. And then I had the last math class I had as a senior, it was advanced placements, like trig or something, minor calculus, whatever. And the teacher would give us tests, and it was 10 questions, and he would say, everybody work together. Take all your notes, everything you have, and solve these math questions. And you as a group can come up with the answers. However you derive them, you have to show your work as to your solution. But you can solve them any way you want. And I thought that, and that teacher actually retired the year after graduated. It was very unfortunate, but a lot of the teachers that I had that sort of, that aptitude where they realize that we can learn better if we're left up to our own devices in some sense, as long as we're given some guidance and some pieces to the puzzle.
But that must have been unusually surprising and refreshing.
Oh, it was an extremely difficult test. We would literally sit together as a classroom in someone's home and solve these problems, and just it would take us hours and hours.
Rishi is a professor of alternative learning at Nipissing University and an advocate of unschooling, a concept that's gaining popularity in both Canada and the United States thanks to frustration with the current government education system. In unschooling, the child is in control of his or her learning, and they're free to decide what they want to study and when they want to study it. Experts say there are about 2 million homeschooled students in the U.S., and Rishi estimates that 10% adhere to the unschooling ideal. So even within the homeschooling movement, you're talking about a fairly small percentage.
That's a lot of people. I'd say.
Well, it is. I mean, 200,000 is a lot of people, but it's only 10% of the whole homeschool.
And I'd like to point out that the first thing that people think about with unschooling is, well, you're not going to get a diploma. And
who cares?
Well, the fact is, you may or may not get a diploma. There are, there are organizations that'll get you a piece of paper called a diploma. It's not like it matters, but. The next thing they're worried about is, well, what about my kid getting into Harvard? And the fact is that unschoolers are welcomed into the major universities around the United States.
There's more coming up here. Your thoughts and experiences. Maybe you were homeschooled or are being homeschooled. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website where you can enjoy various features, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, not a big deal. You just go click and download and get as many of them as you want, going all the way back to late 2006, all free at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It's a course for people who do have attorneys and need to know what they're up to, too. But it arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, it works in courts around the world, any of them that use the English common law system. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you. There's a free legal flowchart. There's a free legal dictionary, the free videos to watch, a free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, the free official rules of courts for all state, and much, much more, completely free. You can buy the course at jurisdictionary.com. And remember, when you do, to use the pull-down menu to check when you check out to let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So we're talking about unschooling, which I think is one of the most fascinating ways of young people to educate, or to be educated. In this case, they take control of their own education. They are the ones who are deciding what to learn. They go off and they make choices and they find things that are interesting and they dig into it and they do what people normally do in their lives, and that is pursue what interests them. And guess what? It all works out in the long run.
And I think that, you know, a lot of people get very worried about the idea of this unschooling. And I got to say, I was a little concerned with it too. Here's what made me feel a little better initially. Not a little better, but, you know, to accept the ideas of unschooling. Now, I can't say I'm entirely on board with the full-fledged, child-directed
attorney. Talk to one of them, man. It'll blow you away.
I've talked to more people about unschooling than you have, longer. Mm-hmm.
You're still uncertain about it?
I'm uncertain about letting kids be completely free with no guidance whatsoever.
There are some people that
do that. And what I would want to be is a resource and do a certain level of, guidance. What I think the kid needs is the ability to read, the ability to do basic math, and, to sort of understand the internet. But when you think about the rest of these things out there, and I suspect the kid will probably understand the internet better than me.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are just the things that concern me, right? And when you think about these other things that you learned, sure, I know the capitals of all 50 states. How valuable is that for me?
Unless you're a shipping agent.
Right. I don't know that that's of any value there either.
No, they're probably
it's trivia.
Most of the stuff that you learn in school, the vast majority of the crap that you learn in school is just not useful. I mean, I took biology 1 honors. I took chemistry 1 honors. I took all these things. I do not use these in my daily life. I do, however, know not to put bleach and ammonia together. This is all I got.
One point I will say about those is that it gives exposure to that sort of field to people that might not have been exposed. And
I don't mind exposure, but one thing, but I could learn chemistry today if I wanted to, and people are only going to learn the things that they're truly interested in learning. And that's why I like the idea of unschooling, is because the kids are going to teach themselves about the things that they're interested in.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't know a whole lot about this whole unschooling thing. I haven't done any research about it. So
why would you have no kid?
Let me learn you some more here. This from CNN.com, where about 10% of the 2 million homeschooled students in the U.S. are adhering to the unschooling ideals. And in addition, there are more than 20 Sudbury schools, which are private institutions that follow the same philosophy. In North America, a new one is set to open in Toronto next fall. The unschooling philosophy is based on an education pioneer, John Holt, who wrote a book in 1964 called How Children Fail. Put simply, Holt wrote that living is learning, and he believed children should follow their innate curiosity and passions rather than being forced to learn hordes of information that they'll never use. Sudbury Valley staff member Mimsy Sadowski said, "I think our education system as a whole is, to me, in a very delicate and precarious place. It keeps trying to do what it can't do, which is make every child learn everything in the whole wide world. It's like heading toward a cliff." She remembers the terror that she and her husband felt after deciding to enroll their children in the Sudbury Valley School in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is where the two guys I was talking to about their education, they attended.
This Sudbury School, I'm sure, is a big departure from what parents are used to, but hey, regular public school is a big departure from what you did. I remember we didn't get homework until like fourth or fifth grade.
Really?
They're sending homework home with kindergartners now.
Yeah.
Well, I think some people, just a short thing here, is that, you know, the first time they bought something off the internet, it was a new thing to them. They had some apprehension about it. Mm-hmm. You know, first time they went to an online store and did something, or the first time they used their cell phone to make some transaction or something like that. There's a lot of first time things that people go through and then realize that we made a big fuss about nothing.
Right, especially when they've been indoctrinated their whole lives to believe, well, this is the way it must be done. Yeah. It's the way I was raised. It has to be like this. Wait, you mean these kids are having more success in a different system? Well, so she said they were terrified. That's the word she uses. It. They felt terror after enrolling their kids in the Sudbury school. It was 1968, and her son was unhappy with the rules in his government first grade class. But could they entrust a six-year-old with his education? She said, what an enormous risk we were taking.
By the way, you aren't entrusting a six-year-old with his education. He was already entrusted. No one can educate you.
You have to be willing to.
You are the only one who can educate you. So, you know, what the public school is doing is attempting to force education. If they're successful, what they've managed to do is kill some of the child's will.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Of course not.
Sadowski said, thinking back, what an enormous risk we were taking with our children's lives. You're told to take care of your children and that schools will give them a good education, and then suddenly you're turning it around. But turns out her kids flourished and are examples of unschooling success. One is a mathematician, one is a software coordinator turned jam entrepreneur, and the third is a geologist.
What's a jam entrepreneur?
Someone who makes jam.
Oh.
Make these spread.
Okay.
I think.
Software coordinator jam. I see the connection.
They have, right. And I think this is true of Sudbury alumni in general, an incredible sense of who they are and how they work and confidence in their abilities.
And now, isn't this the most important thing? You know, I am not some pliable little piece of clay. I am an individual, and I am going to work best in certain environments. I need to be able to know that.
Not that they know everything, but they know how to find what they need. Now, this is something, they go over something here that I was told by these guys that went to the Sudbury School, which just blew me away. Sudbury schools are democratically run. Now, democracy is one thing when it's forced upon you, but it's another thing entirely when it's a consensual act. We can we can enter into democratic agreements where we can make decisions.
I have no problem with democratic agreements when one isn't bound by it. That's what, you know, if one has the option of
leaving
that particular group. If we decide, you, JJ, and I decide that we're going to have dinner this evening, you guys vote on Chinese food and I vote pizza, it's fine if I go ahead and go with Chinese food because you two voted that, and be easier than me going out and getting pizza on my own.
Every student at the Sudbury School and every employee has one vote, whatever their age. So the new student that's 6 years old has the same vote as the administrator of the school, and they can actually hire and fire teachers. It's incredible.
Wow.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website as well, freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive. The bulletin board system allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and it's completely free. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that.
If you've got a website, you know how important it is for people to visit your site, whether it's better results in search engines or advertising or just getting your message out. You need all the hits you can get. Mobsterhits.com is going to make you an offer you can't refuse. It's a family-friendly web traffic exchange, ftl.mobsterhits.com. We can riddle your site full of views, and you can even make some money by joining the family as an associate. Sign up for free at ftl.mobsterhits.com now. You get a free one-month upgrade. If you sign up now, listeners with liberty-oriented sites can get anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 hits for free. There's all kinds of bonuses. If you participate in this limited-time offer, I can't even rattle them all off. But find out all the details at ftl.mobsterhits.com.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about unschooling. I think it's absolutely fascinating, and it's especially interesting listening to people relate their stories, especially if they've been through unschooling, as to what it was like. And I had the opportunity to talk to a couple of guys who went to an unschooling place, because you don't have to necessarily do it.
School.
Right, an unschooling school, which that seems a little
well, confusing, but it works with the Sudbury School, because they actually, as you were explaining here at the CNN.com article, Sudbury schools are democratically run, meaning every student and employee has one vote, whatever their age. The only rules are set by the student body and can be changed by a majority. So there is no administrator handing down diktats. There's no school dress code coming down from a school board. There's nothing that is being, it's completely decentralized, the decision-making process here.
I would say to some decentralized, certainly, but to some extent, I would think that adults would be able to sort of make, you know, make their case and be a little stronger than
one persuasive.
One vote per person, Mark. Yep. The staff gets a vote. Each staff member gets a vote. Each child gets a vote. The seniors get the same vote as the, you know, kindergartners. And that's how decisions are made. In fact, what I was being told by these guys that actually went to one of these schools is that, well, it's an unschooling place, so you don't really have teachers. You've got, like, maybe facilitators, or they'll bring in, like, an expert to relay information if the kids decide, for instance, that they want to learn karate or something like that. Obviously, that's something where you will need somebody who knows what they're doing to come in.
You can't learn that on your own.
Right.
An instructor, not
right.
a teacher.
An instructor. So, they, for instance, they would get applications from teachers who wanted to get involved at this school. And, of course, a lot of these teachers are stuck in this government school paradigm. They're coming from government schools. And so you'd have, basically, the kids interview the teachers. So a teacher would put in an application to work at the school, and they'd come in and be interviewed by the students.
It's got to be stunning.
And this alone for the teachers, you know, in the kind of this government school mindset, top-down control teacher, they're those types of teachers, right, at the government school. These people don't know what the hell to do. I mean, they're being interviewed by the kids. They just can't even process.
Right, they're used to controlling the kids, not being
right.
controlled by the kids.
So basically, the kids will come at it from this perspective of, what can you offer us that we can't already do on our own? We're already learning without you. So what is it that you can bring to the table as an instructor that's going to be worth hiring you? And a lot of these teachers can't, whatever their answers are, they're just not sufficient. They just don't hire most of the people that come in there and try to get jobs at the Sudbury School. Like, they're too stuck in their old ways. They're too stuck in the old paradigm of the government school, top-down, I tell you what's important mentality. And these kids are just like, you're out of here. It's incredible.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me that when you're talking about teachers in a lot of schools, a lot of teachers, you know, they're qualified to follow the rules and what the administrators say and administer the tests that they're told to. They may or may not be stunning and stellar teachers.
Right. They're given a book. They're told to teach out of this book. And then the book has tests and homework, and they administrate that, basically.
And, you know, it seems to me that mostly school gets in the way of kids learning, not yeah. facilitates the kids learning. So, you know, it's very difficult to quantify how teachers pass or fail, how they do well, because, well, you know, what are we trying to teach? Well, what the teacher says. Well, I guess they're successful in doing that. Who knows?
The overlying theme of the Sudbury School is respect for yourself, others, and their property. It's taken more seriously, students say, because you're judged by your peers instead of an authority figure. Classes are offered.
It's hard to fool your peers, by the way. And in this way, because kids are given a position of authority, they'll grow into that authority. They'll act in a fashion, rather than being the nasty little minions of teachers in public schools. They have to act with authority. They are responsible.
Authority over their own lives.
Over their own lives and the lives of others, frankly.
Also, if they haven't grown up in a culture of being told what to do all the time and always being ordered around. Mm-hmm. Then I think they'll probably be less likely to be that way when they're in control, when they have authority.
I would think you're right about that, because it wouldn't be the cycle of abuse for them.
That's right.
The overlying theme here, classes are offered to them, but not mandatory. There are certifications that are required to use equipment such as sharp cooking utensils. That makes sense, right? There are no grades. Staff members often don't have a teaching background. They're simply there to guide students in their individual pursuits. It's this lack of structure that has child psychiatrists and Harvard medical professor Stephen Schulzman concerned. He says teaching is really hard. It's really hard.
I bet he's a teacher?
Yes.
He's a Harvard professor.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I don't just think that anybody can sit down and help a child achieve their educational goals and needs. You have to be educated like me if you want right. to be able to educate.
What?
You're good.
So, you know, maybe this is true when you're talking about, you know, some, I don't know, astrophysics or something like that. That, but this may be true. But
well,
mostly,
this is like interviewing a dinosaur about astrophysics.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's, I think that there's areas, there are better and worse people to learn everything from. But mostly what school, and I'm talking about primary and secondary school, provide you with, mostly you can get that out of life. You learn how to read. You learn how to do math. You could graduate from my high school by having what they called consumer math. Consumer math didn't do anything more complicated than division. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division.
Was it mostly about handling money, wasn't it?
There was a lot of that, yeah. And that was the single highest thing you needed to do to get this certificate called a diploma. Now, I'm not saying that I didn't learn more than that, but I really question the value of my trigonometry that I learned in high school, too. Just like you, I took this pre-calc thing.
Sure.
And I, you know, sines, cosines, tangents, these things haven't been flying at me in life, right?
Well, what the hell are those things?
Just to be fair, I mean, I went on to be a computer programmer in college, which I dropped out of, and that stuff was very handy.
Okay,
for that.
That's great.
But not everybody's a programmer, not everybody's using that. It's a very finite and small group of people that actually use that sort of mathematics.
Kids decide what they want to do in life. They change those decisions. They're going to learn things and targeted at what they were, what they wanted to do. They'll find, I wanted to be an archaeologist because I like dinosaurs. Turns out I hate being in the sun. They'll go off and they'll decide, I'd much rather be an architect. And maybe architecture's for them. Maybe it's not. They decide they, whatever. And they move on. They do different things. They'll learn fine. That's what kids do. Kids learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting listening to this government school indoctrinated educator commenting on unschooling. He continues to blather on. There's something wonderful about the idea of just letting kids be kids, focusing on what they like, can do, or are passionate about. The only thing is, they also live in the world. And the world is going to need things from them.
I don't think that kids are being kids in this unschooling and Sudbury thing. I really don't. I think that what society wants from kids is to be kids. What kids want is to grow into functional adults, if you want to use that term. I mean, adults are such children, I don't even like to use the term. True. But they want to be functioning beings. They want to achieve more and achieve more. That's what a kid is.
Yeah, and of course the government schools wipe that desire for more.
Yeah, nothing can
out.
Kill learning like government education.
Everybody, with summer full blast right now, we're all going to be busier than ever. Traveling, picnics, family gifts together, so much to think about. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle this all? You start taking Nature Bee, that'll do it for you. I'm Mike Buck for New Zealand's Nature Bee to tell you that Nature Bee will help because it actually has every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and antioxidant you need right here in beautiful, pure plant pollen from Clean Green New Zealand. I'm telling you, you don't need to keep it in the medicine cabinet. Not a drug or a stimulant. It's real food. Over 150 micronutrients. And I'm telling you, the benefits are amazing. Starting out with better sleep and ending up with energy to go all day and all night when you need it. And here's the bottom line. Try out Nature Bee risk-free because of a money-back guarantee. That's right. A huge six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. We capped you with three extra months for free. That's nine for the price of six right to your house with a money-back guarantee. Toll-free. 1-866-834-8355. 1-866-834-8355 or naturebee.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you make a call now to 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we'll continue with the unschooling discussion here in moments.
How big is the debt crisis, really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.com/FTL and see Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, and it's stupefying. You must see it. When you are there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link. It's on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education and economics. I've started the course. I'm enjoying it. I think you'll enjoy it too. But you've got to see this video by Anthony Davies. It's learnliberty.com/FTL.
They're not going to teach you this stuff in a government school classroom, that's for sure. So we're talking about unschooling here, and the Sudbury schools are the focus of a CNN.com report where they've been talking about the, you know, interviewing folks from the Sudbury school and kids and parents and how it's just people are blown away by how intelligent and capable the kids are that are going to these Sudbury schools or involved in unschooling, because that's what Sudbury schools do, is they just allow kids to pursue their own interests, basically. And there's some facilitation involved, but there's no actual, you know, curriculum. There's no grades. In fact, the kids themselves actually get to hire and fire the staff members of the school. So it's an incredible experience for a young person. But, of course, the educational the world of academia is concerned. And they've, you know, brought in some self-styled expert, a Harvard medical professor, Stephen Schlossman, who is talking about how he believes that the only thing is these kids, they live in the world, and the world is going to need things from them. Oh, do you mean like obedience, tax dollars?
That's right.
Those kinds of, is that what you mean? You know, kind of plug in, fill in a role, and be a cog in the society? Is that what you mean by that? Be, you know, obedient little serfs?
I wonder what, in fact, he does mean when he says the world's going to need things from them, and what the public school system provides that this sort of Sudbury school or unschooling would not provide. Because I feel like when public school, when the graduates of public school, on average, 20% of them are functionally illiterate, and when you take just certain school, you know, districts and stuff, you'll find as high as 40% are functionally illiterate. How much worse could possibly any other form of education be?
Right. Well, and part of the issue at hand is this concept that I've talked about when conveying ideas to people. And it's the idea, like, you're trying to convince someone of the ideas of liberty, or you're trying to persuade them, and you don't want to say something, you don't want to get in an argument, you don't want to challenge the person, because at that point they're defensive, and their ability to learn and to accept more knowledge or data is limited at that point. Their mindset has changed. They're now thinking of ways to defend themselves from what you're saying, or to change the situation. The same thing is like the child situation. You put them in that school in Florida, and you give them all these regulations. You can't have your hair like this. You can't wear your clothes like this. Mm-hmm. You can't be an individual. And they're just being assaulted. And then their ability to think in a cognitive manner and to rationalize and create concepts within their mind is limited, because they're being attacked. They're being attacked by the system. Whereas it sounds like this other schooling, this unschooling method is just the opposite, where you're not sending, you know, different demands of this person at them and orders and dictate.
Well, that's what he's saying. To answer your question, Mark, about what public schools can provide that the Sudbury school or the unschooling method doesn't, is structure. That's what this guy is arguing for here. He's saying that, here's his next quote. He says that, I would say we could stand and would probably do better with less structure in education, but the flip side of that, though, is that there has to be a middle ground. So he's saying there has to be something, some sort of structure that is imposed upon the kids.
By
so,
structure, he means, you know, like forming them to think and act right, the way he wants them to.
Because otherwise, he says, you end up with a potential chaos.
Ooh.
Taking the place of maximum learning.
So, wait a second. Are these Sudbury schools chaos?
That's what he's trying to have you believe, is that it's chaos.
I mean, these things have been around for four decades.
Yeah.
Show me the chaos. I mean, is this? Are they having massacres at these schools?
Interestingly, the phone calls to the National Education Association, the teachers' union, for comment on unschooling were not returned. Ben Locke, 21, says there's no reason to worry. Locke entered Sudbury Valley as a teen, feeling isolated and unhappy in his public high school. He said it was a radical idea, and I'm certain at the time when I made the transition, none of us knew exactly what I was getting into. He spent most of his first year at Sudbury Valley playing video games. Then he discovered the music room across the hall. Eventually, he became comfortable enough to spend hours chatting with other students in the common room. And this addresses something that that I was talking to the guys from the Sudbury School about in person, about the issue of, well, you're coming out of a public school, so what happens to the lazy teen who is coming out of the public school and he's told, all right, now you can do whatever you want? So what happens? What is the process? And the way they described it was, initially you get a scene where the new kid just kicks around, does nothing, like this guy said here, plays video games,
yep,
just, you know, goofs off and does nothing. And then they realize that around them there's all this bustling activity of these kids learning and going about finding things that are interesting to them and doing things that are interesting to them. And all this guy's doing is sitting there playing video games. Then he starts to ask kids, you know, well, what are you doing over there? What are you up to? And, you know, begin socializing with these kids that are actually learning and are engaged more productive manners of things. And so just being around those other kids is what encourages them to get out of that slump and start to self-direct.
What says it's all for me is these Sudbury students that say that this was great for them, that they really flourished there, that it was wonderful, when they use these positive adjectives. Who uses those positive adjectives to describe public high school?
School sucks, man.
Government teachers.
Yes. I don't think
who
they do either.
Who teach at public high school?
I don't think they do.
He says the conversation in the Sudbury school is radically different than in public schools. There's no age segregation. There's no time limit. We would have a wide variety of topics. Remember how when you were in school, it was like the seniors versus the, you know, everybody else, or the, you know, the freshmen would get picked on. There was this big age discrimination and discrepancy. Here they're all in together. He says we would have a wide variety of topics, some of them totally lewd and some of them more deep and philosophical. Unschooling advocate and another former SVS student, Freya Sargent, says that even seemingly aimless activities like this have a purpose. They lead kids to discover new interests. She said a lot of parents expect express concern that my kid's going to end up doing nothing. And that may be true for a certain amount of time, but we as a species are very curious, and we have this innate need to learn. People may sit around for a while, but then they get bored, and they want to be involved. She is now studying, the other student, is now studying neuroscience at Harvard University, a passion he developed after wondering how music translates across cultures. Approximately 90% of Sudbury Valley's graduates go on to college, compared with 69% of graduates from the government education system, and those opposed to unschooling often say students will have trouble adapting to the real world when confronted with grades, tests, or working 9-to-5 under an authority figure. But Molly Morningstar isn't worried. The 19-year-old pre-med student at Hampshire College in Massachusetts said the freedom she found at SVS didn't teach her to avoid work. It taught her to work hard at whatever she enjoyed. She said freedom's a funny word. The structure of being a doctor is freedom in a sense because it's what you choose to do with your life. I feel like I'm a very free person right now, but I still work as a barista at a cafe 30 hours per week. It's more about taking charge of your time rather than choosing to do nothing. So, that's the piece from CNN.com, and I have to say, overwhelmingly, I think, positive towards unschooling, which is refreshing to see out of the mainstream media.
Yeah, I don't, you know, everything I've heard about unschooling, they try to say, well, you know, this could be bad, but they don't have the evidence.
Right. Those people are the ones that aren't involved in unschooling. You know, those are the ones that are on the outside looking in.
Those are weird kids over there. They're not following the normal structures. And we need more control! Yeah.
Well, I think, admittedly, there's structure within these Sudbury schools. I mean, there's no way to say that
you don't have to show up at any point of time. You can come in, leave whenever you want. I mean, really, the only structure is what the kids agree to as far as the rules that they create.
That's the structure. It's sort of this, you know, this community peer pressure kind of thing. And I think that's great. I think that there's no way to deny that humans are sort of gregarious beasts. They love community. They like to be together. They function that way. So if you can use that in order to get people excited, and it's a great example. The kid that was in regular public high school sees an opportunity to sit down and play video games all day long, and then, wow, he's interested in what this kid's doing or that kid's doing, and that lures them out, teaches them that he can direct his own learning.
When I was talking to these guys from the Sudbury School, I asked them, you know, what does it cost to start one of these things up? And they seemed to think it wouldn't be very expensive to start one. So I think that would be great for, you know, like the liberty activists, the people that are here to do the homeschooling thing in New Hampshire. I don't have kids, so it's not really something I can run with. But it would be really cool to have a Sudbury school or more than one of them in New Hampshire to attract more people and get them the hell out of this government school system. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.